Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Welcome to a very special emergency edition of our free agency recap, DJ Reader edition. My name is Jeremy Reisman. I'm the producer over at Pride of Detroit. You can find me at Detroit Online. With me to break down this monumental news in so many meanings of that word is the senior editor of Pride of Detroit at Ryan_POD on Twitter, Ryan Matthews. Ryan, how are we doing on this wonderful Thursday night?
A lot better that DJ Reader is a Detroit Lion. I can tell you that much.
Yes, certainly. Let's just jump right into it, man. We kind of knew this was very much on the table when we learned last night that DJ Reader was on a plane on his way to Detroit, most likely to check some medicals. Turns out that was probably all that was on the on the docket. Let's make sure you're on your way with your rehab, because if you are, here's the paperwork, and they get it signed. He meets with the media all in the same day. Medicals, signing the paperwork, and meeting with the media all in one day. DJ Reader, officially a Detroit Lions on a two-year deal worth up to $27.25 million and more than $9 million guaranteed. I feel like there's some agent doing work with those numbers a little bit, so we'll see what they actually look like in a few days probably here. But Ryan, where were you when you heard the news? How are you feeling then? How are you feeling now?
Well, track season just started, so I was in the middle of track practice, and we don't get great reception in the gym. But when my phone did get reception and I saw that the Lions signed DJ Reader, I took a step out of practice just for a second for a celebratory fist pump, because what a signing. And I can we start with the press conference and then work our way back to the player? Because I thought conference was something that unanimously kind of just blew everybody away. Anybody who was watching immediately walked away from that press conference feeling like, oh my gosh, DJ Reader. When you talk about a Dan Campbell type player, that's DJ Reader. He's going to go under the definitions of a definitive Dan Campbell player for his time that he's going to spend here in Detroit. And we're only through a press conference, Jeremy.
Yeah. To me, the first word that jumped out was professional. Like, everything he approached in terms of his answers, in terms of talking to Mike O'Hare and calling him Mr. Mike right off the bat. I mean, everything about it was it. And it wasn't just like polished. It wasn't just he's giving people the answers that they want. He's being earnest, like in the same way that we always talk about how Dan Campbell is very much always himself. I felt like DJ Reader was very much himself throughout that entire press conference, being honest, being open, being helpful, being informative. Just bleeds Dan Campbell, just oozes football. And I think that this guy could step in and be a leader on this defense day one.
Yeah. Well, I think to your point that you're talking about with Dan Campbell, he mentioned, getting a chance to meet Dan Campbell. And something that immediately stood out to him was this guy he tells you how it is. He tells you the truth. And he mentioned, he looks you in your eye, so he knows that.
Yeah, right.
You know that he's telling you the truth. And he even mentioned, it kind of gave me chills, talking to him, because you know that this guy's all about his players. And that was something that really stood out, was that, he heard about Dan Campbell from players around the league and things like that who, played with him, he said, and then also, played for him. But that interaction that they had today probably helped kind of seal the deal. Cause he did mention in his press conference too, he wanted to come check it out. He wanted to come see what it was all about. And he said that as soon as he got into the building, he knew that this was the place for him.
Yeah. He felt the energy. And we felt the energy in the room when he stepped into it, man. It was something. And what was interesting is I feel like he walked into that press conference already knowing the roster, because we talked about Aiden Hutchinson and he gave a very open, honest answer about Aiden Hutchinson, where he's like, yeah, dude, like he's this ferocious guy that doesn't give up on his play. He tends to be like, he runs a little hot sometimes, like a hot hand in basketball. And it's just like, Yeah, you get it. And then you talk about Aleem McNeil, and it felt like he knew everything about Aleem McNeil. And then I asked him about Broderick Martin. He's like, oh yeah, no Broderick. Like, he kind of runs all over the field right now, but I'm excited to get my hands on him and excited to help him develop. And I'm just like, you are absolutely, like, I feel like you spent 24, 48 hours researching this football team so that when Dan Campbell grills you about it, you're ready. And again, it's the professionalism of just like, he knows where he is. He knows who's around him, and he knows how to, you know, be part of a winning football culture.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, talking about Aleem McNeil specifically, right? He mentions, like, you know, a little bit in jest, but also like he staked the, you know, claim and he planted the flag of like Carolina has the best players, football players in, right, in the nation. So like, you know, he's clearly familiar with his game. He says he watches them. And I think the thing that was coolest to hear DJ Reader, quote unquote, talk shop was talking about like getting into practice with Aleem. He's interested to find out like what he likes playing about defensive tackle.
Yeah.
Right. And that's when we got the answer about, you know, DJ Reader just talking about like, I love the physicality. Like, I just love physical one-on-one. And I was like, no, yep, that's why this deal got done as fast as it did.
Right. And I think that's a good segue into his game, because certainly that's what it looks like on tape. This is a guy that just loves to be physical, doesn't mind taking on double teams because he's not going to budge an inch. And he's also got a little twitch to him, man, where it's like he can brush by a guy pretty quickly. I know the stat sheet might not look like it. I think he has 9.5 career sacks or something like that. But this man is not only going to continue to help this team have the best run defense in the league, but he's also going to help out in pass rush in ways that might not be direct. It might not show up on stat sheets in terms of pressures or sacks, but he's going to help the people around him too, which is another thing that he mentioned in the press conference.
Yeah. I mean, is it any surprise? I'm not taking anything away from Trey Hendrickson. I'm not taking anything away from like the contributions of Sam Hubbard or anything. Like, there's a reason, you know, you flip on the film for DJ Reader. And I think the thing that's maybe most impressive and most shocking to me was like, oh, this guy, like he has some blow by you moves as a three tech. Like, yeah, he lines up outside that guard. And I mean, there's some plays that he can make with his hands in terms of his swim move that like, you think that he's strictly this run stuffing nose tackle, like can hold his ground, you know, shake guys off and get through the mess and get to a running back. But like you said, he's got a little bit of something extra to him that is really exciting because, hey, maybe one of those plays happens for him. He talked about how he got a sack in the Super Bowl and, you know, he quote unquote balled out. But also, yeah, I think that this is going to do wonders for two players and two players in particular. And it's Aiden Hutchinson, it's Aleem McNeil, but it's also, you know what? It's Alex Anzalone, right? Like, he's talking about like having that group of guys ahead of you.
Yeah.
Like getting off the bus before everybody else, as he said, like, as a linebacker, you got to be stoked about having a guy like DJ Reader in the middle of the defense.
No question. I mean, the whole premise of building up the interior defensive line and the whole way they built their linebacker room was so that those guys can just occupy the offensive line, the defense, the linebackers can just run free and just knife in the background, in the backfield, no hesitation. And we've seen that happen. Like, that's happened relatively consistently throughout really this regime, but I feel like it's going to be on a whole different level with a guy like DJ Reader in there.
Yeah, I got that feeling too, just from watching the film that I have. And I mean, there's some reps against Evan Brown Seattle where it was like, oh, Evan, you're just like, you're in hell right now, brother. Like, this is not the matchup that you wanted at all. And I think that's something that it's not just like this game or that game or this, like, you turn on the highlights or you turn on a compilation. There was one that I retweeted from Bengal Sands. We had him on for for a first bite. And he was just like, everything I see from Bengals Twitter is, man, we lost a good one. Like, they got Sheldon Rankins, but I think unanimously they all kind of agree, like, yeah, it kind of feels like a little bit of a downgrade. Like, the one aspect though, Jeremy, I think we need to talk about is the torn quad and how he's rehabbing from that and what he talked about in his press conference and whether or not they can expect to see him day one.
Yeah. And according to him, they can, you know, he wasn't really shy with his language. He expects to be out there. He expects to be ready for the start of the season. And we'll see if that comes true or if that's just a goal he's setting. We didn't get much of a timeline beyond that, whether he'll be ready for training camp, whether he'll be, you know, no TAs is probably not going to happen, but he, you know, he gets injured in week 15. That's December, pretty much mid December. So you're talking need to be ready in 9-ish month, which is typically, I think, on the long end of a rehab for a torn quad. The interesting thing about it, though, is he's gone through it before. It was the other quad he tore in 2020. That one happened in week 5, though. So he missed the rest of that season. He came back. And the most notable part is he came back and had the best career year of his life. And so I think, you know, he talked a lot about how that has given him confidence. He knows the process of going through rehab. He's, you know, he knows the kind of hard work it requires to put in. And he seems very confident that he'll be ready. Now, doing that rehab when you're 27 versus when you're 30, there's a difference. And I'm sure he knows that. And I'm sure he's, you know, putting that in all into his calculus and into believing that he can be back for the start of the regular season. But it's something that we'll see. But I think given that the Lions gave him a $27.25 million contract with $9 million guaranteed, tells me they're pretty confident he's going to play at a very least the majority of the 2024 season. So I don't think there's necessarily too big of a concern, but I mean, you never really know. This is a serious injury and it's going to require time to get back. And we know the Lions like to take these sort of things slow if they can.
Yeah. And that's the important thing, right? Is they're going to take it very, very slow.
Yeah.
Right. Like if there's any indication of even a guy who could be as important as DJ Reader, how important was Emmanuel Mosley to this team? Like they needed a guy like Emmanuel Mosley. And what did they do? There was a setback and they took their time and there was more and they took their time. And, you know, unfortunately what happened with Emmanuel happened, but there's enough indication that the Lions are going to be very careful with DJ Reader. And that's to their benefit, you know, because you add DJ Reader, but again, Jeremy, like this is Brad Holmes and his approach to free agency. Like he got a guy on a 2-year deal, you know, a little more than $9 million guaranteed. So you have to imagine that there's an out in year two. Yep. And this doesn't take defensive tackle off the board. Like they can still draft a defensive tackle. They can still draft a cornerback, even though they went out and got, you know, Carlton Davis and they went out and got Amik Robertson. Like they're maintaining flexibility. And I want to keep sidetracked. I didn't get a chance to talk with you and Chris on the last podcast. So like, I'm just very, very pleased and very happy with the direction that free agency is taking.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I think we should talk about that because we have at least a little bit more of a fuller picture now, you know, people freaking out in the first 48 hours of free agency and they're getting antsy. They're getting mad that they haven't made a quote unquote big move, but truth be told is they might have added 4 starters on their defense. Now,
yeah.
Is Davenport going to be a full-time starter? I mean, probably not. He's going to share a lot of time with Josh Pascal, I think, but he's going to get plenty of playing time, but you definitely have a starter, if not a CB, I mean, most likely a CB1 in Carlton Davis. And then you had Amik Robertson as a guy who can at least contend or be a reserve. Those are 4 big upgrades on the defensive side of the ball where you didn't have it before. And I don't know, you look like I'm having a hard time looking at this front 4 and thinking this might be the best front 4 in the division. Is it too far? I mean, with Daniil Hunter going out of Minnesota, and I know they added some pieces there. Green Bay's generally had a pretty good defensive line. Chicago has some pieces there, but I'm just looking at Aiden Hutchinson, Aleem McNeil, DJ Reader, and a mixture of Josh Pascal and Marcus Davenport, and I'm thinking that's a pretty darn good rotation right there.
And even Kaminsky, right?
Sure.
Like, whatever. Like, no longer is it a point where the Lions need to rely on John Kaminsky, right? Like, John Kaminsky can rotate in. And if you have a guy who's fresh like that on the bench, I mean, you can rotate those guys and get the most out of them in some respect. But let me ask you this, because I think that it's interesting you bring up the approach and the initial reaction to free agency with Lions fans and Brad Holmes, you know, being relatively you know, mum is the word, right? I think that not making a big splash, you look at the money that Danielle Hunter got, or you look at the money that even Eric Armstead got, and you look at the guarantees between Marcus Davenport and DJ Reader. These are two guys that if you hit on even one of these guys, it's kind of transformative for your defense, right? Like the initial shock of, oh man, like up to, you know, over $10 million for Marcus Davenport. What did he really do last year? I said it earlier in the week, but like if Marcus Davenport makes up to that money, Marcus Davenport balled out.
Right.
Right. And I think that there's just this element at like, I like the Brad Holmes approach of like, hey, I'll try to hit a couple doubles in the sense of like, you know what, either I'm going to swing and we're going to get an extra base hit, or, and I know I'm doing a baseball analogy and Brad Holmes would be so proud of me because I'm sliding into home plate right now.
That's right.
But I like this measured approach of like, these two guys could pop off like in a big way. Like they've shown talent at the NFL. I mean, like DJ Reader, I'm not trying to blow gas or anything, but like top five defensive tackle. Like, I don't think that's out of the realm of talking about DJ Reader. Like his play has been at a very high level.
No question.
Marcus Davenport is a guy, right, who he's shown an ability in New Orleans.
Not the best ability.
You're good at this. But I think that's how I kind of want to sum it up, though, is like people so worried about getting so much like, hey, make a splash and get a Danielle Hunter, or you could get two guys for the price of a Danielle Hunter.
Yeah. And to me, it's a lot of people are looking at these signings and be like, well, they're injured. And so you guys are like, this only works out if they're healthy. And I just want to remind people that every single free agency signing is an if. Every single one of them. We've seen time and time again, the top guys that get signed to 3, 4, 5 year deals never even make it to year three. That happens all the time. And so this approach protects the Lions from these kind of long-term effects of signing massive deals that don't work out. And yes, it's a more conservative approach. You know, that's going to impress me because I like conservative approaches. There's a reason why I like trading down, right? You maximize your opportunities in the same way that if you spend $30 million on one guy or $15 million on two, you maximize your opportunities with the two. And you're getting guys that discounted because of injuries. You're getting guys discounted because of age, or you're just managing to find a way to bring people into a culture that they want to be a part of at a discounted rate. Because I would not say the Lions have overpaid for anyone yet. I don't think you can look at any of these contracts and be like, they overpaid. This was reckless spending. We still have to see DJ Reader's contract. But if it's truly only $9 million, a little bit over $9 million guaranteed, that is not an overpay.
Yeah.
Minnesota Vikings will tell you, Marcus Davenport was not necessarily an overpay. We still don't have those contract details either. They would know about overpaying Marcus Davenport.
I have to leave that alone. I feel like I have to leave that alone. Like, I think the weirdest thing I saw on Twitter today was Aaron Jones doing the skull chant.
Oh boy.
At his press conference. And I hope that put Green Bay Packers fans in hell.
That makes me uncomfortable.
I had to watch it a couple times because I was like, this feels like a world that never exists. Like, but I really want to drive home that point, because if DJ Reader is a little over nine and Marcus Davenport is 6.5,
right?
Like, you're looking at $15.5 million guaranteed for those two guys versus what you would have had to shell out for somebody else. Right. And I think that's such a great point you bring up, Jeremy, about, you know, the conservative approach in free agency. We were anticipating this, right? We were anticipating the Lions going out and getting players so that they weren't going to be shorthanded going into the draft.
Yes.
It's so clearly the Brad Holmes blueprint, and it's shown to work.
Yeah.
And you look at a team like the Tennessee Titans, you don't want to be the Tennessee Titans. You don't want to be spending for a team that looks really good on paper if you get in a time machine and go back to, you know, 2020. It's so great being a Lions fan, man.
just bask in the glory of that sentence and not being ironic when you say it.
At least we're not watching the Red Wings right now. That's what I'm saying.
So, okay. You didn't have to do that. But kind of, I mean, overall, there's still, I would say there's actually still a significant amount of work to do, right? There's still very little depth at safety. There's still really very little depth at defensive tackle beyond DJ Reader and Ali McNeil. There's a hole at left guard, wide receiver. What's going to happen with Josh Reynolds? There's still a lot of questions to be answered here. But as I wrote in the newsletter this week, this is kind of just when Brad Holmes gets rolling a little bit in this kind of second wave of free agency. And so DJ Reader kicks that off, but there's a lot more to come in the next week, 2-3 weeks. I mean, we've seen some of the signings go even into April. And I think there were a couple that we even got like in June. So, you know, a Teddy Bridgewater type of deal. So we're not done, but the Lions have added, like we said, at least 3 regular contributors on defense, maybe even a 4th. That's a pretty big deal for a defense that was actually trending relatively in the right direction last year. They've already got a couple, you know, cornerstones with Aiden Hutchinson, with the safety duo, the young safety duo, with a linebacking core that has been balling out. And so now they're kind of feeding all those pieces around it in a way that makes you think they could maybe take a big jump next year.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a big jump up in the draft.
No, we're not there yet. We're not there. We're not talking about the draft yet. Not yet. But anyways,
no. Yeah,
I think, and any last thoughts on Reader before we get out of this mini emergency podcast?
I guess I'll give everybody homework, as I'm ought to do.
Sure.
Go watch some DJ Reader, because you think he's just a nose tackle and he is not. And I think that's what has me most excited about DJ Reader, the player, is because we talked on the Q&A show. What do we call that? The main line, right?
That's right. Yep.
We talked about where Aleem is best fit along this defensive line. And I think a lot of us kind of came to the conclusion that it seems like all the moves the Lions make are, you know, Broderick Martin, or bring in a big run stuffing nose guy to put next to Aleem, so Aleem can play the 3 tech and he can be a pass rusher. Yeah, DJ can do that. DJ can also flip flop with Ali McNeil, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that positional versatility is going to be just so important to this defense.
The last thing I want to say is between him and between Marcus Davenport, there are going to be some sore ass offensive linemen that play the Lions this year, because those guys are so physical, so violent. Both of them, I think, use the term violent today. And there's going to just be some really, really, if you're into line play, and I know a lot of Lions fans are because their offensive line is awesome, I think there's going to be some really awesome defensive line tape in 2024. And I'm very, very excited for that.
Oh, I love it.
Trenches, baby. All right. I think we're going to leave it there. We're going to hang out with our live audience a little bit longer and chat with them and kind of celebrate this moment, because listen, we're used to celebrating in the off season, but this feels like it's actually some sustenance building upon a team that's already pretty darn strong. So we'll get out of here. Thank you for listening. We'll be back Monday, I think, for a full POD cast. And if anything else crazy happens, we'll be doing another one of these short mini pods as well. But until then, thank you all for listening. It's Chaos. Be kind.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.